John Wayne Wright, in the beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie this Thursday morning early. We got up late before breakfast. The 6th of January, 71, 2. Channel 1 Wright, in the beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie early this Thursday morning, the 6th of January, 72.
You just sit down a minute. I'll put my clothes on because I don't want you walking back.
It's and cold.
Yeah. You
look at here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Isn't that awful? You just stay a minute. You just stay now.
Where's that freezing weather?
Yeah, it's coming on.
Is it coming?
Yes, sir. Freezing weather's coming.
You mean it's on its way?
Yes, sir. That's what the man says.
It just hadn't quite got here yet?
No.
That's where you do yours?
I don't put no newspaper in it. I always put the toilet paper so it can blow one out.
Yeah.
Where the man coming tomorrow?
When? He don't come unless I call him.
Oh, he don't.
No, he don't come unless I call him. And he'll come any time. I thought you had plenty.
Thought I had plenty.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got plenty because it's been a long time since he's been here.
It has?
Yeah.
It hasn't been long. Been hot weather.
Yeah, but my oil's getting down low.
You still got some?
I got some, but it's getting low. I don't want it to get out.
That's the trouble. I don't either.
I just come over here to bring Mr. Meyer some corn and beans. Came from Delray.
Huh?
I brought her some corn and beans.
Oh, really?
So it come from Delray.
What's Delray?
Delray.
What is that?
Down on the way going to Palm Beach.
Oh. But you haven't been visiting, have you?
No, the man brought it to me. I thought I was looking to go. Didn't even know I hadn't got up.
I just up there. I've been awake a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I just waiting for the rest of that cold weather to come. And he said he's going to be down almost freezing this morning. Does he?
I don't think so. It ain't going to be that cool. It's getting on the way.
But it's, well, a lot of times, you see, they don't know just when it'll get here.
No.
It may get here before they say, or after they say.
That's right.
Yes. That always embarrasses them, don't it?
Yeah, it's true.
Telling you, we really had it nice, haven't we?
Certainly have.
Mm.
Been lovely weather. My trumpet is just full of blooms.
Oh, really?
It never had done that before. It's just full. As full as it was before.
Goodness, that's hard to believe.
It's right. The blooms are opening up now.
Right there at the corner of your porch.
Yeah.
It's going to the kitchen.
Straight on. So what is it?
That's going to spoil us, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Trumpet vine right here in the middle of
January.
That is something, isn't it?
It certainly is. Miss Davis too helped us for it.
Well, I never saw anything like that. Did you?
Huh?
I never saw anything like that.
I neither. I got a little seven sister roses bloom. They're blooming. Three roses on them. So it never blooms until, you know, until time for it to bloom.
There's a mockingbird up there. The reason I had that curtain down is so I took the screen off, and whenever we walk by there, you see, they move.
Oh.
So I pull the curtain down. Well, you know, if there's somebody out there, we could see them, but they couldn't see us so much. What'd you say about the rose?
I said they were blooming until June, and it's got three roses on.
Isn't that something?
It is. It's something terrible.
And if it turns cold, it ought to turn gradual, oughtn't it?
Yes, it ought to. But don't come at once, it chills you.
Yeah.
All the way through.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
The old goose ought to come at me. You stand at the gate.
I didn't realize that. But I'll bet you. If he's over here, he'd follow me all around the place, wouldn't he?
Yes, he would. Everywhere you go, he'd be right there.
He follows you?
Yes, so he'd follow you too.
Yeah, and this place is too big, it'd be more noticeable, wouldn't it?
That's right.
You light out, and the goose would be right behind you.
Well, he's standing at the gate now, wanting to come over here.
Shame he can't come. But you just give him bad habits and you make him get run over.
He gets out there now to the road and stand in the road and look over here and holler. But I don't let him out now anymore. I keep him shutting up.
Because
I'm scared the car might kill him. Because he tried to fight the car, you know, when he come along.
Now that's something.
It is.
Yes, I'm sorry he started that.
Well, he'd get killed from that way.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and not many of them will stop for him.
They wouldn't stop for him. If crazy people get on that road, they wouldn't stop.
No.
They'd run right on over.
Once they get in them cars, they think...
Yeah, I keep him in the yard now. I don't let him out.
Now, you never rode in a horse in the buggy, did you?
How come I didn't? That's all I rode in.
You rode in a horse and buggy?
Sure.
Well, you see, in a horse and buggy, you ride along and something in front of you, you stop.
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't run over. But these people are crazy enough.
Yeah, but not in the horse and buggy. Seemed like you paid more attention to what went on.
Yeah, that's right. But these crazy people now, they ain't got no sense.
It's like Miss Daisy says, she likes to walk to work because she can see.
Mm-hmm.
If you ride, you don't see nothing.
Oh, yes, you can see plenty when you're riding. You don't go that fast. Yes, we used to go to church in horse and buggy. We lived in the country, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go 5 and 6 miles to different churches, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And have a horse and buggy. That's all the people had. Didn't have nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Horse and some of them have the wagons.
Yeah, it didn't take you any time to get there.
No. Meg went down to her father's one day on Sunday, and she had three children. She had three children there, and so she got out, told her brother, she said, "Papa, she said, it's time for me to go now, cause I live so far, and this horse is kind of fractured, so he runs so fast." And she got out with the horse, started in the room. That horse never stopped until he stuck his head in the door. She was, I think she must have been about 12 or 13 miles from her house. From her butler lived down at Clark's. That horse never stopped. She didn't have to do nothing to him. Just put him in the road. He never stopped till he got home and stuck his head in the door. I said, "You wasn't scared?" She said, "No, I was scared because, you know, wasn't nothing, no traffic or nothing like that to scare him, you know."
Mm-hmm.
So he just run till he got to the house. He wanted to get home.
Oh. Well, now that's it. That's it, see? Mm. That'd just spoil you too, wouldn't it?
It certainly was. But you know, that was a good day when you had horse and buggy and get out and go and ride all around and go about. They're really good days. Mm. No good days now. You got the car, but ain't no good days.
You know, them cars. And they're getting worse and worse, as it looks like. You know, Miss Bessie, they don't have any little country roads anymore where you can get off by yourself.
No, they don't.
The only way you can get to Gainesville or to Ocala is on a big highway.
Highway. Yes, sir.
If you look around for country roads, you can't find them.
No. It ain't none.
Get over there and get warm.
Oh, it's not cold. Is it?
No.
Not really.
I remember I used to do that too, Miss Bessie. On Sunday, we start out early, you see, and go to preaching. And we go to one of the campgrounds, I remember over there. And we get started, you know, pretty early. Just drive along and see the country and get over and spend the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I was just growing up then, and I just wanted to play. But now the older people, you see, they just got around and saw all the friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have to go visit him. They could just go to campground and see all, they'd all be there.
That's right.
You don't see all your friends anymore now, once a year.
Mm-mm.
There ain't no place you can go and see them unless
no.
you...
Yeah, there used to be camp meetings, you know, big. On Sundays, they used to have big camp ground. It looked like a big gathering, like a picnic or something like that. But it'd be Sunday, they have church and big camp meetings. I used to know they used to have brush harbor. You know, didn't have no building. Just like I got that thing over there. You have brush, it's fixed like that, and then brush is laying all on top of it, you know. Have what they call camp meeting under those brush harbors. Just, oh, they used to have a good time, but now, people don't have no good time. They don't. They don't know what it is. Really, they don't know what good time is. All they know to get out and drink liquor and foolishness like that, you see.
The other thing to do cost them money.
Uh-huh. And people used to have, they take big baskets with them full of food. And on Sunday, they're just having a big time. Just everybody enjoy the meeting, you know. And then come up, they have a big long table and set that table for this pile up the food. I know my cousin used to take baskets of food with them, you know. They take chickens out there and kill them and fry the chicken. Have wash pots, the little pots you wash in. You fill that pot almost full of chicken to fry. Oh, they. used to have some good time.
Oh, man, yes. Yeah.
And fry the chicken there.
In the pots. Big pot, take the pots with them. Carry the pots in the wagon, you know.
Yeah.
And it had those big pot like that.
Yeah.
Kill them chickens out there and pick them. And get up early Sunday morning. I know my cousin used to get up early Sunday morning, they were picking chicken and fix them to fry. Fry them at the camp meeting on the ground. Yes, man, they'd have big baskets of stuff.
And while they were working, they could have a good time, too.
Yeah. So they'd have service, you know. And, while they cooking, the preaching and being there, some be in the camp, and they would just be sitting there having a good time, drinking coffee. Yes, man, I say people don't have no good time. They don't know what it is.
They don't know what it is.
No, they don't know. Where they have their good time now, you see, people didn't have nothing like that. Didn't know nothing about it.
And they had the harbors out there?
Yeah, they had big harbor group, big harbors out there.
And that would protect a lot of people.
Sure.
Now, did they have it solid?
Yeah.
Just had it solid.
That's right. These people now,
they didn't have the preaching none of that.
Have preaching none of that too.
My faith.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have service, you know. Yes, man, it have. It would be sometime that it have about a mile almost. Had one camp here and one there. Had joined them and going way down, it was like a, used to go where they call it Catawba, the Catawba River. Used to go over there, and it had the camp meeting over there. And the prettiest white sand you most ever seen. It'd be so pretty and white, the sand is white. And it had, I reckon it'd be about 25 or 30 buggies and wagons all over there. I used to be glad when it come. You always have it in August. And come out and go there Saturday evening. And so they had the camps where to sleep.
Where
you
sleep?
Yeah. You have to sleep there.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am, they sleep there. All of them come home Monday morning. Oh, they used to have a good time, but now I don't have much.
But now, that other one you was telling me about, Miss Betty, they had the preaching, and they had a lot of their little
Brush hoppers.
They had a lot of them.
Yeah.
They'd have preaching here and preaching there.
That's right.
Oh, I didn't understand. Yeah.
And they'd have one big hover around over there where they sleep, you see. They stay all night, you see.
Yeah.
And so Sunday, they'd be there all day Sunday. And have service at night. And then when they go to bed, Monday morning, you see, everybody getting ready to go. Some of them go home full Monday morning, you see. Because now the name used to stay there till Monday, and they'd come home Monday morning. And they would have some time.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you wouldn't see so much food. They'd be done cooked up so much food and have all that food with them, you know, carried with them.
Yeah.
Big basket. I used to go with my grandmother. Used to go to church. I used to know she used to go to church and she would we used to go, it'd be about 5 miles where she'd go to her church, Presbyterian church. And she'd go there and when she'd get to a little branch, she would get there and wash her feet and put her shoes on. She's nearly to the church then. Put her shoes on so we'd go to church. But I stayed there till about late in the evening before she'd come home.
Yeah.
And so her and I'd be together. Oh Lord, we used to have some time.
Well now, who drove? Uh-huh.
She drives. Yeah, she drives. Yes, but she would drive.
So she could just go and come.
Yes, she'd drive. I don't know.
And y'all would go the night before.
Yeah.
And then you'd spend the night.
That's right.
And stay all day. And then late Sunday night, you'd drive on back.
Yeah, drive on. Or you'd come home with nothing to bother you.
Nothing to bother you.
No.
No. Then some old dog might bark at you.
Oh, no dog wouldn't bother you. Come in like that, dog wouldn't bother you. Dogs ain't vicious. What vicious they like the Alabama. The dog even was calm too.
Yeah.
Well now did she have a horse or a mule?
Horse and a mule.
Yeah.
Well the people used to have fine mules, you know. Those days they used to have fine mules. You get them from Tennessee?
Yeah.
I know my uncle paid $50 and $75 for a mule.
Yeah.
Great big mule. Wouldn't be no small one. Big mule. And he'd take those mules would travel. You put them in the road, and they'd go.
They'd go.
That's right. You didn't have to have no switch, nothing to make them go. They'd just put them in the road, they'd go.
Yes, and speak to them.
Yes, sir. Lord, Lord, I think about those days some days. I said, Lord, no more days. Those days are gone.
It's just hard to think that there ever was such a world.
That's the truth. But the people now used to would see those things, they wouldn't know what to make of.
Wouldn't have any idea.
Uh-uh. And if people got along better than they're getting along now, people got along better. And you sometimes you're afraid to breathe harder for somebody to rob you or something like that.
Yeah.
But those days you go and shut your door and go on about your business.
Yeah.
Nobody disturb you.
Or leave it open.
No.
Or leave your door open if you want
oh,
to.
Oh, yeah, sure. What I mean, you wouldn't lock it. Just pull it, too.
Yeah.
But now you leave it now. You can't trust nobody.
Miss Daisy even lost her wife, bud.
Yeah. They'd take anything. Now. But those days, people wouldn't bother your stuff. No, they wouldn't bother you, sir.
Now, Miss Bessie, you knew some of those people. You know, especially the old primitive people.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the one thing they aimed to do was to live right.
That's right, that's right.
Now, you've known people like that.
Sure.
Yeah. They have the primitive Baptists and the primitive Methodists.
That's right.
And some of the other little denominations.
Yes, well.
And you run across people like that, you knew who they were.
That's right. But now, you can't find them.
Was it was your grandmother, was your aunt, the one you went with?
My grandmother.
Yeah.
My mother's mother.
She was primitive?
No, she's a Presbyterian. Yes, sir. You go with grandma, so she puts you down, sit down right along. You bet not make a move to get up or nothing like that. You bet not. If you did, you would have a one whip when you get home.
you knew it was coming to you.
That's right. Yes, sir. They tell you to sit there, you sit there. You didn't move.
So they didn't have to worry with the youngins, did they?
No, sir.
What did you have to sit on? Did you have
benches?
Benches?
Oh, yeah.
Just benches. Plain old benches.
Yeah. Benches.
You mean benches like they have in the church?
Yeah.
Out under the brush arbors?
Yeah.
They just move them out there?
Yeah, move them out there.
It's cooler out there.
Yeah. Yeah, they have benches out there. They had some made just for that purpose, you see.
Yeah.
They didn't take them home. When they get through with them, they stack them out there under a shelter.
Oh, yes.
Where they would be out the weather, you know.
Yes.
You'd stay right there until next summer.
Yeah.
You know, they'd have some time.
Nobody bother them.
No.
And you know, you go to your grandmother, and you can still listen to all the singing and everything.
That's right. I'm just glad to get home when time comes to go.
Yeah.
from out there.
You know, you hear people say as much, you know, that all this sitting and listening to the preacher talking and all like that is just more they need. I don't know. I never felt that way about it. I could always listen to what the preacher had to say, especially back then.
That's right.
And he could just kept on talking for a life, yeah. I love hearing talk. But see, they didn't talk all so long at a time. There was always, I don't, you know, different things they did.
Oh, yes.
Well, I can't imagine what they would do.
Now,
preachers? Well, he would talk for so many minutes, and then another one get up and talk so many minutes, and not like that, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
One wouldn't hold a service all day just talking and going on.
Yeah.
You'd have a different one, you know.
Different one, yeah. Well, you've seen the same thing. I've seen the same thing over here. Not exactly the same thing, but they move along pretty fast, and different people talk. But now that would be a special occasion. It wouldn't be just like the 11 o'clock service, would it?
No. Mr. Mine, I hope you enjoy those beans. They're nice green beans.
Oh.
And that corn is just fresh, too.
Where in the world did you find anything like that?
Huh?
Where did you find that?
Oh, Bub Willis brought it. He goes down.
I see.
He goes down about three times a week down there. He hauls one of those big moving vans, you know. And he goes down to Delray and deliver stuff, you know, from his mill. I don't know where he carrying baskets or what, but he carries something loads about three times a week down there.
Oh, it does.
I don't know what he carries, but unless he carrying
baskets. Yeah.
And crates, you know. They have them little crates by that long.
Yeah.
And so the people down there yelling the vegetable stuff.
So he picks up some vegetables on the way back.
Yeah.
So he comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. That is nice. Now that's way on down there.
What's that?
Well, he got these way on down there.
Oh, yeah. Well, he goes down about three times a week.
I sure appreciate them. I'm out of vegetables. Can't.
And I hate canned vegetables. I don't like them. They don't taste, you know, they don't taste like the vegetables that you get off the vines. Because they in them cans, they've been put in it all, you know, how long have they been put in there? So.
So
I told him to bring me some from down there.
You have them and you can't do any better.
Yeah. So he brought them yesterday.
You know, I kept thinking I'd pick you all up and we'd go down there and pick some oranges one day. That's down there at McIntosh, especially at the Deadman place. It's off there. 441 back up there. You probably know the place. is over on the right side. And you go back a little piece, and it's way up on a hill. And got they had all these fine oranges. You just go out there and pick them yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'd pick them for you. And I kept thinking sometime we, during Christmas we'd have a little outing, but I don't know what happened.
It was some that I brought you.
Yeah.
Was it?
Uh-huh. That's what we picked.
Yeah, but I just wanted to go down there and pick some.
Yeah. We'll start earlier next time, so we won't get behind.
I don't know what got into me this time. I seem like I tied down so much of the time. And, I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't accomplish anything. Now, you can't see this green grass I've got back here from the front. That's way back here again this year. See, I haven't got any up front.
Yeah.
Now, I planted some right out here at the side,
mm-hmm.
but it hadn't come up. I don't know why it won't come up. Enough moisture, I guess.
He ought to plant some right across from you so you can watch it.
Yeah, that's pretty.
It was so pretty over there where you had that green.
Really pretty, wasn't it?
It certainly was. It looked like a golf link.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask Miss Bessie how she, what they fed the horses that you took. Did you have to take some hay along or just let them graze?
No, they passed feed.
Oh, had a lot of horses out around there.
Yeah,
you.
They passed corn and fodder. They have fodder in those days.
Uh-huh.
They'd have fodder, be bundle fodder.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, people used to pull fodder.
Yeah.
And tie it up in bundles. And place to have in hay, they have fodder.
Yeah.
They'd take fodder along for the horses thing. They had a wagon, they'd take one wagon load full just for the horses.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, they take feed long for the horses.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I mean, you tie them out there, but they feed them.
Yeah.
Take corn and fodder. You see.
And then take them down to the water and let them drink.
Yeah, take it down to the river.
That's right, they had to be close to some water, didn't they?
Yeah. Take them to the river and let them drink.
Yeah.
They had little boys there to ride the horse and mule down there to ride them to the river.
Now that would be something.
Yeah. Oh, I said, I just sit down and think about those days. Lord, I said, there ain't no more days. People think they have a big time now. But people really had some time in those days. They had some good time.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't study no foolishness.
Yeah.
You know, like the people now. They didn't have no foolishness.
Well, everything they do now costs them so much, man.
That's all.
They go into these old cars and cars break down on them. Now, your grandmother, now she'd know all the preachers. You didn't know them all.
So she knew all the preachers?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she knew them.
But now they didn't make a living preaching. They just preached.
Oh, yeah, they just preached.
Preached on the side.
And what I mean. And the people didn't have to pay the preachers like they do now, you see. Now, the preachers, they used to come and they would give them chicken and eggs and things like that, you see. They'd give them a whole lot of stuff where they wouldn't have to buy, you see. People had plenty of meat and stuff like that those days. They had smoke houses I remember Uncle Butler used to have one right over there. He'd have a smokehouse, kill his hog, and just put them in and smoke.
Yeah.
He used to have plenty of meat. You didn't have to buy no meat like people do now. Had their own meat. Hams and shoulders and middlings and things like that. Had a smokehouse full. And syrup, they make, oh, so many gallons, you know. So many gallons of syrup.
Yeah.
Have a meal that, have a big pot where they cook it in. Charlie James used to have it right over there. He used to have a big syrup kettle over there. He used to make syrup.
Oh, Charlie James did?
Yeah. Used to make syrup right over there. People go there and get that juice to drink.
Oh, yeah.
Cane juice.
Just go by there and drink all they drink.
Sure. So then he did give you all you want.
It's plentiful.
Sure, they make plenty of it. And so many people didn't have no way to make syrup. They'd bring their syrup, their cane there. For him to make it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd make it for, you know, so many gallons he'd take and so many gallons they'd have. Well, Reverend Williams has that now.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, he makes syrup every year.
I've often.
Yes, ma'am, he has a syrup kettle and everything. That you can make syrup in.
Well, he likes to eat then, don't he?
He got a pretty good sized family.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. And then he makes syrup to sell. People buy it, you know.
Yeah.
People buy it by the gallon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a little syrup over there. He'd go over there anytime when he was making syrup. In the fall.
Well.
He come from Georgia, you know, that's right. That's written, he knows so much about it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, he come from Georgia.
Yeah.
Blackshear.
Yeah. Up in Miss Slider's country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he can do a little of everything, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Williams.
Can do
a little bit of everything.
Yes. He's a good carpenter.
You never knew a preacher like that, did you, Miss Bessie?
No.
Can do so many things.
That's right. He can lay bricks and stones. He can put them up there. He knew how to lay them.
And he don't mind doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He don't mind doing it.
No, no. Now they're going to start on the church now. And I told him, I said, you better get ready for Reverend Williams to leave there. So they will have no fooling about the church, so they will have to get it built.
Yeah.
So, Ryan and I say they're going to start pretty soon now.
Yeah. When did you see Ryan?
When I seen him. I seen him about 3 Sundays ago.
Over the church?
No, he come over to the house.
But you never have known many preachers like Reverend Williams, have you?
Not to work like him.
Most of them are.
Dressed up men.
Like Miss Davis' preacher.
How is he?
He's a dressed up man.
Yes. But he works. He don't do no nothing like that. He don't work like that. But he works in. He works a little store across the street from Bartell. You know where Bartell is?
Yeah.
Right. You know the store over there on the other side. And that's where he worked it in. A woman run in there with a car, run into that store.
Yeah.
And Redmond was in there working.
Yeah.
And something fell on him. And she run in the store, something fell on her and put his eye out. He ain't got but one eye.
Oh, is that where it was?
Mm-hmm.
Down there.
Right then.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, right there at Bartell's. Just across the road from Bartell's.
Yeah.
Just put his eye out.
And he still works there?
Yeah, he works there. The doctor told him not to work because there was something wrong with him. I don't know what the matter is. But he goes there and works in the morning. And he doesn't work all day like he used to.
What he does down there.
What he does? I don't know. He was working in the store. That's all I know. He's in the store there. I reckon putting up the goods and things like that, you see.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Yeah.
And keeping track of everything.
Yeah.
I wish I had known some preachers that preached back at those camp meetings.
Yeah. I'd like to hear them preach right now.
Yes, yeah, so them old timers.
Yes, sir.
They didn't have no foolishness like preachers do now, you see.
Yeah.
They meant what they done, you see. They meant whatever they done, they meant it. These preachers now, they're too much foolishness.
They have to be particular what they say now.
Oh, yeah.
Because the people may not like it.
Yeah, that's right.
And they didn't have to do that so much then.
No.
They wanted to hear the way you saw it and everything. They wanted to hear it then.
Sure. Well, Miss Mott, I'm going.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna walk?
I walked over here.
Miss Betty said, didn't we know it was cold outside? But it's not
so
very.
It ain't so cold.
No.
You never much of a walker, were you?
No. But I ought to walk more than I do, because when I walk, it affects me, you see. And you should get out and go to the corner once a day, you see. But I don't do it. I just don't like to walk.
You never did like to walk.
No.
But now
I walked too much when I was small.
Oh, you walked then?
You were.
Oh, yeah, I walked. We walked to church. My grandmother, where she would walk to her church when she went there.
Yeah. But you're on your feet right tonight. You just don't walk.
No. You see, I used to do so much cooking and things like that. Being on my feet.
Well, that's not the same as walking, though, is it?
No.
That's right. You ought to make yourself walk to the corner every day.
That's right. I ought to.
Just do it.
Did Miss Daisy get a washout yesterday?
Yeah.
Too much weather?
She didn't do nothing. Yesterday was after our sewing. She was doing some sewing.
She must have gone to work this morning.
She's going to
town.
I think she's going after her
her stamps.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that's where she's going.
She told me she might have to.
If she can get Buddy.
Oh, is that what it depends on?
If she can get Buddy, sometimes Buddy like a old mule, he gets the devil in her. And you can't go, get on the good side of him, get him to go. And sometimes he's all right. He'll get ready to go right on. Don't have nothing to say to you, but sometimes he get them studs in him. He just like a mule.
And he gets them spells.
Yeah. He just like a mule when he gets, he's like an old mule.
Yeah.
You know how old mule do.
Yes,
get stubborn and all.
Oh, they could get stubborn.
Oh, don't say nothing. I said people ain't, the mules ain't like they used to be. So when they get those mules from Tennessee, they used to get old fine mules, just be beautiful.
Yeah.
Red big mules. But the people don't seem to have no mules, honey, like
no.
They
used
to. No.
Well,
Buddy has to do a lot of going and coming for you all then, doesn't he? You and Miss Daisy don't go at the stamps the same day.
And reading, I don't go. I don't like to get in line. You got to get in a line. And I don't like to get in line because I couldn't stand too much. And so the days I go, see, they all, most all the people done got the stamps and going, you see. You don't have to be there long.
Oh.
I understand they're going to get it to where they can mail them to you. That'd be good.
Yeah, but they won't do it, though. Because you got to go up there and pay that money. So you have to pay your money for them.
Oh, they cost you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a long trip. Well, now, when you get your stamps, do you go ahead and spend them?
Oh, yeah, go ahead and get your groceries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just all in one trip.
Yeah. Make it one trip, do.
Yeah. If Buddy is not hard-headed, if he ain't stubborn.
He ain't. Just sometimes he gets a mule in him.
Yeah.
I was. He kind of stubborn-like sometimes. He won't go. You get that spell on him, he won't go.
Oh.
Mm-mm. No, ma'am. If he ever get a devil in him, he won't go and budge. Do what he want to do.
How long does that spell last on him?
Well, it's no longer go to wake and come back.
I haven't been over there since the new people come.
Haven't you?
Yeah, I wanted to go over there, but I just haven't.
Haven't been.
Haven't been.
Now she opens up at 7:00. And so Buddy said she wanted him to come over there, but he said he wouldn't go because he said when he go at 10:30, 11:00. He said that's plenty of time for him to be there all day, you see.
Uh-huh.
So he's going to go at 7:00 as she opens up. She opens up 7:00 on account of liquor.
Oh, yes.
So people can, if they want it, come get it, you know. Some people down to the other place, down to Orange Lake. That man opens up at 7:00.
Okay.
And people be down there like blackbirds.
Oh.
shoot the beetles like blackbirds on us.
Hunting
that liquor.
They're not there for food, they're there for liquor.
And that's in the morning.
Yes, 7 o'clock. You open at 7 o'clock. His father fixed to build him a house there somewhere on that side of the store back there.
Yeah.
And then Buddy has to stay so late.
Yes, because he's with the help.
Yeah.
Taking the help home.
And she wants him there at 7 o'clock.
What's that?
She wanted him there at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but he won't go. He said he ain't going over there no 7 o'clock in the morning. He's going to lay down and sleep sometime.
Goodness. Well, he wouldn't even have to come home if he's going to stay that much of the time.
Is it true?
Miss Leslie, how is your rumor getting along, Isaiah?
He's getting along all right. He comes home in the evening, pick harness. When he get off,
uh-huh.
He goes to the grove and pick harness.
Oh.
Oh, you don't see him too much.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's pretty nice if he could do that, put in a couple hours down there.
Yeah, he said he picked 8 boxes. Let's see. Monday.
Uh-huh.
And he picked 8 Tuesday. So he got 6 yesterday because on account of rain.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did it rain out here yesterday?
Yeah, it was shallow.
A little shallow.
Yeah. That rain was sort of spotty.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. We needed some rain.
Yes, it was dry.
Especially this little neighborhood is quieter than it's been since I've been here. They're all gone. Miss Daisy over there, and most of the children gone down there. At,
yeah, all the children, no children here. Because all the children, Elizabeth scared all the hoes home. And there's no children around here.
All of a sudden, it's just quiet.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And you never hear from them down there at Miss Liza's old house?
No. Ain't but 2 down there.
Yeah. And you don't hear from them.
Mm-mm. Well, that boy goes awake every day.
Yeah.
Sure is different when Miss Liza was walking up and down that to the store and Bootsy was around.
Oh, yeah.
Well, time brings on a change. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and it happens before you know it.
That's right. Bucci died. Well, I must go because I ain't done a thing since I got up.
Well, Miss Bessie,
appreciate this visit.
We sure do, and I certainly appreciate those beans and corn. We're going to cook them. We're going to enjoy.
So I hope you will.
Look at that, Miss Bessie. See, I
said
something.
Yeah, I see it.
And he
does you know they bring you news, bad news?
No.
Yeah, they do. Now, the day that my boy, the youngest boy died, he come right to, I was sitting on the porch, he come right there and pecked three times and flew away.
Yeah.
Never seen him no more.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. And you was out there.
Yeah, I was sitting right there on the porch. Yeah, they bring you news. Them old peckerwoods.
Yeah. Now this is the first one like this I've seen down here.
It is.
Yeah, see, he's different from the others.
Well, the them big old, what do you call, hammer knockers.
Yeah.
They don't come around very much either.
No, not much.
But you don't see them much. None of them, you see. But this day that he come right there and pecked on the porch. Now I'm sitting right there at the corner, right where he pecked at.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of days that I heard, got a wire. Calvin was dead.
Yeah, that's something. I was over at Mr. Price's the other day, and I looked at some of his stoves.
Stoves?
Uh-huh. And he got a little wood heater, you know, like Miss Daisy's got
mm-hmm.
there. And, you know, those things really put out heat, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't be bothered with wood. On account of I wasn't able to carry it. You know, carry it in the house, I had to go lug it in and, you know, get wood and take out ashes and all like that. So I just couldn't be bothered with it.
Well, it's so, you never know when they're going to bring you some wood.
No.
They, and Buddy don't have anything to haul in now.
He can haul in that. In that station wagon he got over there.
Well, is it running?
No. It's running, but I mean, ain't like it ought to be out of order now. Something matter with it.
Yeah.
Because he could take out that back, you know. Haul a good load in there, but.
Yeah.
But it just won't. I tell you, but like a mule.
You can just push him so far.
Yeah. Well, I better get on back to the house and do some work.
Oh, Stacy, I wouldn't.
Huh?
I wouldn't work.
Work?
No.
Well, I have to make up a bed and
sit up the floor.
This is the end of Town One Right and the end of the visit with Miss Bessie. This Thursday morning, the 6th of January, 71. We hadn't got up. We just lingering in bed. End of the visit with Miss Bessie early Friday, Thursday morning, the 6th of January, 72.